Anecdote by building positive sound scars and habit patterns to replace the negative. Could you speak a little bit about the role of the teacher in guiding one's practice in recognizing the particular defilements that are strong within each student, and the teacher's role in guiding the practice to direct one's practice to the specific anecdotes that will most benefit the student?
That is to do. Da shuk khande chhe re ser ba
da shuk chhe ati ge geng ge tni ti ge mu khande chhe ni te ge te sing ge da pa sa ni ma pa sa yin de sa sing ge tu ge geng ha ko ni
ta ta sa we ge geng de ge geng re es ni na yan te ne so su ge te ne khande shuk chhe ati so su ge ha ko ge ba as nyam nyu te ne te ne te da chung be ge go ne te ne so su ge da ka so go re a ta nyembu gomya de res te ne benata den samsam nyembu mixege ta shuk chembu tne yondu gomba la gewesin yen den ligra bas ti dan ge ta kishi gewesin yen samde mai so so ge kanishuk che yime hago ro ba te ne ta shi chwe shi ne ta na ne sa wa na shin ge ta te shi ne ya de kesem res
the really basic explanation is that of course the mindfulness, but on top of that, which neuroses, which conflicting emotion or clash is more powerful in you, you know better than anyone else, or yourself know better. So having known whichever neuroses is more powerful in oneself, it is quite important, besides, of course, pursuing or applying to develop mindfulness in oneself, to also seek the advice of a spiritual friend or teacher explaining that whichever that neurosis is more powerful in yourself to apply a particular remedy to such.
It seems clear that from what you said, one should practice mindfulness in relationship to one's own individual patterns, negative habitual patterns. But often our habitual patterns are very much mixed up with other people's habitual patterns around us. My question is, how is it best to be mindful about other people's negative habitual patterns?
Ta shendak serwa.
Lare. Ta shendak wang ngando chungge deja jesu sha du se de yore. Shendak pasang ba.
Ta te indu tel tene ngi tan de kuran teres. Te song za te indu ta bena zo ke che shu ti bena ta tan da ran ran so su ke ran ran so su ge ngwe ne ane tenshin yangda kwasi ten tenne tsawe ke tanda terwaas bena chwe tamche ke tenne tangbu tenshin el ten tenne remji ke tenne bena chwe tamche ke nelu tenne rangshin marrupa tongpa nyi ke nelu to yongbe kapsu la ane shenta ke paksa teke ngenpa teke tenne bena yuena yang susu tsuk matuwa tenne yungu yuwa yung tuku yuwa res ane tenshin el tenne
Initially, the development of the mindfulness in one or self is really important. That is the initial method. And having applied, developed the mindfulness in oneself initially, then gradually again learning the nature of all phenomena being emptiness. Through that, one can work upon the negative habitual pattern of the others, particularly again learning, having developed the mindfulness in oneself, also learning that everything is interdependent, everything has the rise because of a cause and effect. With that, then one can learn to work with the negative habitual pattern of other. But first, one has to develop the mindfulness in oneself.
되는 대등도라 대등도라 그러는 게 제시도 가능하잖아. 되는 신변 장족도 쓰면 뭔지도 깨토바이나. 안에 빠는 신기 빠는 habitual pattern 게 그냥 가르치기 유나야. 된수 담제 안에 소속에 가서 오래 다 accept 해도바. 되는지. 빠는 다 대기 고네 빠는 가서 뇨몽밖에 못 마인바.
In addition to that, while you're training to develop habitual pattern in yourself, in addition to that, if one could develop the, again, altruistic attitude of the enlightened mind, then when you are within, amongst, of the people who all have the negative or a negative habitual pattern, you are able to transform those and look at them from the positive angle rather than developing aggression, anger, jealousy instead, again by the virtue of the development of the altruistic attitude. So you use the negative habitual pattern for other as a path to nurture yourself.
Yes.
Rinpoche, for what purpose were we born on this planet?
Are
you referring yourself alone or just general, all of us? It's just a natural thing, really, defining, symbolizing that everything that takes birth has to die, everything that dies takes birth.
And the mixage, then a banana milk, you give it to me, then a banana tatari, Nang Samna, then a gluten di tola, then they can attend the Casagore, Randa, Shane, Tuniga, Drup to Vegan, Nubati. You were ten, eh? And the lesson would see Nigerian Pesutan, Chris.
And the particular reason why you or us we have born as a human being, as a general reason, is that the end of birth is death. But a particular reason why we were born as a human being is that we have given an opportunity or developed an opportunity to use our human birth skillfully so that we could be of benefit to billion or limitless beings if, again, if we use it skillfully.
When you spoke earlier about developing positive habitual patterns in the mind, and then the body will follow, and that action will follow, and then the mind will experience a satisfaction, and further, and reinforce it further that development. And the problem I have is confusing that with ego development. I'm always suspicious at that moment. Could you talk a little about how to differentiate between that satisfaction that the mind experiences and, you know, our habitual ego
development? What do you want to say?
Follow your rest,
So here that first we need to define the positive, negative, positive habitual pattern and negative habitual pattern. I think positive and negative is not a specific term that I have used. So we have a slight problem. The more safer word would be virtuous and unvirtuous. Now the virtuous action, first the unvirtuous action is that it's not helpful to yourself. It's very harmful to yourself. And it is harmful to
other.
So because it is painful to yourself, it's painful to other, therefore it is unvirtuous. Virtuous is such that it is pleasant, helpful to yourself, and that of also beneficial to other, and it's pleasing to
other.
So that is whole idea of virtuous and unvirtuous. Virtue, which is helpful, beneficial to self and other, unvirtuous, not helpful, beneficial to self and other. In top of that, it's painful to oneself and other. So in this matter, when you're practicing or developing that virtuous action that is beneficial to oneself and that is for other, that is pleasant to oneself and pleasant to other, it's very important again not to attach to such. Not let any of the conflicting emotion involved with that, anger, jealousy or pride, but rather having practiced that virtuous action which is helpful to yourself and other, then you rest yourself or let go what you have practiced, such like emptiness.
So then the pride,
again, to use the Buddhist term, is that the wisdom, utilizing the wisdom aspect of the emptiness upon your activities. So once you have utilized such, then there is no difficulties, pain, or the conflicting emotions such as pride involving in that. Any more questions?
In listening to you tonight and being very young in Buddhist philosophy, do you feel that this mindfulness and positive action is a process that we go through to have a central theme in our life for a fullness and meaningful life. And what I'm after is this process. Do you feel that it goes from developing meditation to where you get to mindfulness, and mindfulness gives you the clarity and emptiness which leads to living in the present moment only, which leads to simplicity, and that in finality leads me to love and compassion of self and other sentient beings?
Yes.
However, that the development of familiarization is necessary there, which is the through the experience of the meditation, which is familiarization.
Yes.
How much is what you eat?
How much what?
How much is what you eat related to your mindfulness and how mindful you are?
I think so.
Should you eat only certain foods?
저거 돈부 돈부 저거 이게 돈부 숨디 사스 돈부 체가 또 너무 좋아서 아니 야구시다요.
뭐? 나서 저거 돈부티.
아니 돈부 다 저거 돈부 시다나.
나서
아니 돈부 숨디 사 돈부 체가 또 너무 좋아야 돼 야구요 그래서. 나서
怎么送党的我？怎么送党？
对对对。怎
么送党？这？
怎么送党？每个入送的看我去，入这个东西。
Divide your stomach into four.
No.
Fill it 3/4, and leave 1/4 empty.
아니야오시다요
Then your meditation goes well.
This one, the chatan, but Kazet Jagpa Masas.
Rinpoche, when you define virtuous action as something, as one that's pleasing to oneself and pleasing to others, okay? What would you say as a guideline if someone asks us to do something to help them? Okay, that I guess it's our ego says it wouldn't be so pleasant for us to do, that it's like we really don't want to do it. What kind of guidelines as far as practice? How far do we extend ourselves to doing what other people want us to do for them? Like what kind of limits are practical to set for ourselves, but still, you know, practice?
나랑게촌에재민이나쟤는팬바인배슈그대대대니배는되게당진게이나야대니두시안에야고래스아니대래대니가야마제배기당진도그래스하고소원
우체같이해서좀나가그래스
나가서좀더봐주시면편하지싶
어 Personally, that as long as it's beneficial for other, not exactly the term pleasing is not.I have used, but more so beneficial to other, as much as you can provide, that's best. As long as beneficial. And even if you feel some clinging to or ego involved in that, it does not matter if you can provide as such.
About
the usefulness of
psychotherapy na tini manju jaba ngeba tu do mo she ju re se gitu ha ko ju re ti she ju ya ti che ka ngung tu ta ti ya ku ma re se koran su ta mo she cha de tini ya ku ngeba de pa ti ba sa ni ma chu lo ten sha ro ta ti ma shi ta manju mo ti che wa na chi re de re mo she ju ba
Kashi ne tab yawin menda sanglo sma sita ngans tare nye cha thon sin so ba des kashi yawin menda kashi tando ti chebal te ne tando ti shukchar ro ya da bu ji ge na me na so re sha
no so
arang sam na
again that I could not speak for everyone but from my own experience that some it helped them but some that instead of helping that they have energized their neuroses so it's a both really
yes
I've known for many years about leaving the stomach one fourth empty But when I sit down at a meal, I feel it more than full. Do you have any advice?
I have the same problem. I think we have to develop mindfulness. Oh yeah, that don't want to get
Okay, that's all for tonight. Thank you very much for coming.
So nam de tam je de pa ni to ne ne be da na tam je de je ga na ba lo du ba ye se be do wa ra jo wa ra jo